Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Every year you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows and others just disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherent Select from Zoetis, an innovative multi-breed genomic test and weekly genetic evaluation. Once again, if you want to make more reliable selections, choose Inherent Select from Zoetis.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, coming up over the next few days, the 41st Annual Commissioners of the Land Office, CLO, Fall Land and Lease Auctions will begin. They're going to start off October the 9th in Boise City and then conclude October the 19th in Shawnee, Oklahoma. They'll have over 500 tracts in 36 counties that will be available for lease at the 8 auctions. Now, all leases are for a term of 5 years unless otherwise indicated. Detailed lists of available tracts, including minimum bids required, are available online at clo.ok.gov. You can also get details on the leases to be auctioned by going to that website, clo.ok.gov, and clicking for the CLO brochure. You can visit the Agricultural Real Estate Auction page and then sign up for email updates to stay informed of those auction specifics. Leases in Cimarron County, we're going to be at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds. That'll be at 9 a.m. on October the 9th. Leases in Beaver and Texas County, those are going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on October the 9th at the Texas County Fairgrounds. Bidding for Ellis, Harper, Major Woods, and Woodward County leases are at 10 a.m. October the 10th at the Woodward Events Center and Fairgrounds. Leases in Alfalfa, Blaine, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Kingfisher counties, those are going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. That one coming up on October the 12th, and that's going to be held at the Garfield County Fairgrounds in the Chisholm Trail Pavilion. And then leases in Caddo, Greer, Harmon, Kiowa, Roger Mills, and Washtenaw counties, those are going to be on October the 16th, kicking off at 10 a.m., and those will be at the Comanche County Fairgrounds in Lawton. Leases in Beckham, Caddo, Kiowa, and Washtenaw counties, that will be on October the 17th at the Elk City Convention Center, kicking off at 10 a.m., and then auctions will conclude at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee on October the 19th at 10 a.m. So once again, that website to go visit, see when all of these auctions are located, where you can go that day of, is clo.ok.gov. Well, the Oklahoma Drought Monitor this week was kind of a mixed bag. According to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought is still at 0%, unchanged for the past few weeks. Extreme drought are worse, now at 14.34%, up from last week's 12.91. Severe drought are worse, also at 32.4%, up from last week's 30.93. But good news, moderate drought are worse, just a little bit better. It's now at 45.30%, improved from last week's 46.76%. Abnormally dry or worse, also a little bit improvement there, 63.29 this week. Last week it was at 65.71%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, most of the panhandle in southwestern Oklahoma, around a 40 to 50% chance of rain, below that just a little bit through October the 14th. And then the rest of the state, around a 40 to 50% chance of normal precipitation through October the 14th. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.